This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Good news out of the other Washington for supporters of saving dams on the Columbia and Snake Rivers. A bipartisan bill passed the House by a 225 to 189 vote Wednesday that would protect the dams by backing the 2014 agreement to keep the dams and still manage the river system to protect fish and support clean, renewable energy. The effort, introduced by Representative Dan Newhouse, says dams and fish can coexist.
I'm a farmer, and I believe it could impair our agricultural economy, certainly by limiting transportation options and also by acting negatively our irrigation resources. We don't have the cost estimates for effects of all of those things. This decision will place on the transportation, barging, flood control, irrigation, but the federal agencies have estimated that the forced spill will cost utility ratepayers $40 million per year in increased electrical rates starting this year.
One of the other bill sponsors, Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers, says it's been a long time coming.
We've been through the Bush administration, the Obama administration, now it's the Trump administration, working on a plan that would satisfy the Endangered Species Act. And it's been a huge undertaking.
The bill now moves on to the Senate, where Newhouse says he strongly encourages his colleagues there to give this bill serious consideration.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.